Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I've just been thinking so much about the difficulties that our church is in right now, that so many people are leaving the church. And what we need are faithful disciples who seek to follow the Lord more and more and more. And for those of you who listen to this program, let us in an informal way, but let us together pray. Pray for all the people who have left the church. Pray that they may be reconciled and returned. It's a challenging time for all of us. I know that. But I also know that the Lord has great love for us, enormous, infinite love for us. Do not turn your back on Him. Come to Him. So let's take a look with those thoughts in mind. Let's take a look at the letter of the Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. Brothers and sisters, every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, for he himself is beset by weakness, and so for this reason must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days when he was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplication with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Jesus Christ came in the flesh in this world, for you and for me. Do not turn your back on him. Draw closer. Draw closer. I really want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, strengthen your own relationship with God. Don't just follow the rules and regulations. That's not the heart. What we want to do is have deep faith within our hearts that we will give to God what belongs to God. Honor, worship, obeying Him in the Ten Commandments. And when we fail, and we will fail, we're weak, but when we fail, we have a resource for us. We have a great sacrament for us that God will heal us and forgive us our sins. Brothers and sisters, please, please take advantage of everything that the church offers for you and for me. We need it. We all need it. And especially in these times when jobs are almost nil and people are very tired and weary, I understand all that. That's where you want to come before the Lord quietly every day. Even if you are able to work, at least give God 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes before you go to bed. Please, He's the one who should get the time first. And you know, I have found in my own life that when I give God His time, everything else goes much more smoothly. If I put Him first, He takes care of the rest. I really want to encourage you, please, brothers and sisters, to follow Him with all your heart. Psalm 110 for today says, "You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The Lord said to my Lord, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The scepter of your power the Lord will stretch forth from Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Yours is princely power in the day of your birth, in holy splendor, before the day star, like the dew, I have begotten you. The Lord has sworn, and he will not repent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. God is faithful. God is faithful, utterly faithful. No matter how far you have been from him, come back. Turn around. He waits for you. He prays for you. He offers you his grace to strengthen you. Please turn your heart back to the Lord if you have turned away from him. Please, brothers and sisters, do not reject him. And the Gospel of Mark today, chapter 2, verses 18 to 22. The disciples of John and the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them?" He is the bridegroom. Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away, the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins. I know we don't physically sometimes feel very strong. We feel weak. But what God is looking at is not our body, but our soul. Has God the first place in your life? Whatever our state in life, your wife or your husband will be even better served if you put the Lord as first in your life. And children, ask God every day to bless you and lead you. You don't need to pray anything more than that, but pray that. God, help me today. Lead me in the right direction today. Help me to be your disciple. That's what we need to be, disciples of Christ. And he will do that for us. He will help us. He will touch us. He will change our lives. He loves us. I just want to sit here almost and just keep saying that. He loves us. God, the King of heaven and earth, the Lord of us all, loves you. He doesn't lord his authority over you. He gives you a free will, but he prays for you that you make the right choice. And when you fail, simply ask pardon from God. Go to confession, as I've said before, often, and you will draw closer and closer to him, and you'll be protected much more from the lies and thieving attempts that the devil makes to get us into his camp. There's a war, brothers and sisters, but you're safe when you belong to Jesus, when you belong to his Father and to the Holy Spirit. That's where your energy comes from. It's where your wisdom comes from. Draw from him. Father Haggerty, I don't know if you know him. He's a priest in the Archdiocese of New York. And he wrote this in part Ascetical practices are a form of sacrifice, but they are never enough for a deeper spiritual life. They may strengthen spiritual discipline, but this is too narrow a view of sacrifice, missing its essential purpose. Self-denying mortifications can be managed simply by willpower alone and lack love, without which sacrifice falsifies its name. What our crucified Lord Jesus would prefer from us is something more serious in love than the customary renunciations that are part of any good life. He wants sacrificial acts in the inner life that can unleash a fire within the undercurrents of our soul. He desires us to step over the edge, as it were, in offering ourselves to Him in the privacy of interior prayer. He waits for marriage vows, dissolvable only in death, yet repeated continually in life. Every intense sacrificial offering of this kind stretches love into the buried depths of the soul. These acts inflame our soul's passion for God. Afterward, inevitably, they compel acts of generosity for others. All radical love for God may hide its deeper mystery within such private offerings made in the quiet of prayer. Unknown but to God Himself, these acts pronounce a willingness to sacrifice everything for love of Him as our beloved Lord and God. Do you ever think just to make a simple sacrifice once a day? I don't want to clean the kitchen today, but you'll do it and offer it to the Lord. Oh, it's laundry day. Oh, I've got to do this and this and this. I can't do anything else. Fine. Then offer the work you do for His glory. God will take care of it from there. But offer your thoughts, your words, your actions throughout the day. In a sense, in my words, you bring the Lord a bouquet of roses many times in a day if you do that. You bring His Spirit to be more and more alive in your heart when you do that. Just choose one thing for a while, and then perhaps maybe another one later on. But try one daily sacrifice. It might be little, might be big, but make it for His glory and His honor. He will hear you. We'll call it a belated Christmas gift. I don't know what you gave Him at the crib on Christmas, but now, take a little time and say, Lord, what can I give you, not just in Advent or in Lent, but what can I give you now? Please, Lord, I want to honor you. I want you to know that I love you and that I want to follow you. What a great, great blessing will come in your life when you do that. Brothers and sisters, may God lead you all. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.